Welcome back to The Edge. Interest categories on Facebook ads are 33% inaccurate. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Marsh update starting to cause a lot more volatility that we see. Is Google using different algorithms for niche industries? You're listening to News from The Edge for the week of April 4th, 2022, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From the Edge of the Web studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
And for everybody listening, it took me six times to get through the headlines this week. I have no idea. Only five. Thanks. I appreciate it. This is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks, owner of Site Strategist, a digital marketing firm here based in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're covering the SEO news, digital marketing news each and every week, separate from our weekly interview series. So give that a check out as we drop each and every week. Be sure to check out everything that we do over at edgeofthewebradio.com. You see our litany of 10 years of podcast history. Talking about all things in SEO, digital marketing space, social media, search engine marketing, as well as conversion rate optimization and video optimization, anything in the digital marketing space we've been talking about for the last 10 years. So join us and become a listener. We'd love to have you on as a regular audience member of Edge of the Web. This is the Site Strategics Digital Marketing News Desk of Edge of the Web. We're proud to have Site Strategics as the title sponsor of Edge of the Web. The digital marketing team at Site Strategics is excellent at results-based marketing that's agile-focused. Yeah, we'll talk a bit more about that on the show today, but if you're interested in who they are, what they do, you can check them out over at sitestrategics.com. That's S-I-T-E strategics.com. Joining me this week to to get his take on everything digital marketing news and get his take on how flubbed my intro was this week is Morty Oberstein, head of SEO branding over at Wix. Morty, help me out here. Give me a lifesaver.
The audience will not understand what I'm referencing right now, because you're hopefully editing like those like 40,000 takes that it took to get to this point.
Yep.
Out, but for the audience, I just want you to understand, I have no idea what's going on right now.
Right,
like what part of the podcast are we? What's happening? Are we ready to go?
It's been a big mess. I don't know what it is. I don't know if like it's the 15th cup of coffee I've got or some very strange analogies that Morty gave right before the show. But we're here. How are you doing, Morty?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
You're more than welcome. What's happening in Morty's
world? Yeah, my mother-in-law went home today.
Yes. All right. There.
See, good. I like her, though. She left her husband here. So he's the one who really needs to go.
Yeah. All right. So how are you gonna mail him
to her? Body bag.
All right.
Anyway, I'm great. A little bit of excitement.
Yeah.
Which has hired... George Wynn, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. Guest. He is now a Wix employee. And what is his title over there?
He is the director. We've already nicknamed him the director.
The director. Oh, that's awesome.
He's the director.
It's kind of like the equalizer. Yeah, he's the director.
He's the director.
That's awesome.
He's the director of SEO editorial, but simply the director.
Interesting. Interesting. SEO editorial. Seems that there's some news push going on over there, huh?
Well, I don't want to call it news, but, you know, SEO education for our user and the community at large.
And that is the George, world community, right?
Everyone community. We're all one community.
We are. We really are.
Who knows on Reddit? Who cares about you? I'm just kidding.
That's really, really good news. That's amazing. And we wish George all the best. He's been a huge advocate and a friend of the show multiple times on our show. So that's really exciting. We're going to have to talk to him at some point in time.
Yeah, we should.
Get him on the line. Let's talk to him now.
Yeah.
Come on.
We have another Wix takeover to bring on Crystal, bring on George.
Yeah, it's starting to happen here. I can see the mojo.
World domination. It's like Pinky in the Brain. What are we doing today, Wix? Taking over the SEO world.
With Jewish space lasers.
Right. Those are for circumcision only, I said.
All right. So, if you're new to the show, we actually do talk about news on a regular basis that's happening in the digital marketing space, predominantly focused on search engine optimization, but we talk about a lot of stuff here. So from search engine land, let's jump into our first article here over with Greg Finn. Facebook ads... The interest categories may be up to 33% inaccurate. The interest categories targeting in Facebook may be up to 33% inaccurate, according to a new study from North Carolina State University. The NC State researchers conducted two separate experiments, the first to find out which activities were associated with interest on Facebook, and the second to analyze the accuracy of user intents from participants around the world, and they were seeing an inaccuracy of close to, if not 33%. Now, this is an interesting study. It's interesting to be able to talk about social media marketing with a focus on accuracy of targeting, but here's the deal. The data sample has to have a factor in understanding the entire research here. And if you have only 14 users that are actually studying something and you're training those users to actually scroll through and be able to participate on certain ads and certain functionality on Facebook, which is obviously feeding the algorithm, you need to have that script as well available, and you need to have more than 14 players. Morty, you're huge in data. Does this look like a sampling that is worthy of that type of focus and that type of that type of argument? 33% inaccurate? I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, how many users did they test?
They had 14 users.
14. You know what? Wait, forget it. Yes. Right, because now I tell my wife, hey, I don't know why that showed up. It's 33% inaccurate. I don't know what's going on Facebook.
I'm certainly not buying that, dear. What are you talking about?
I don't know how that got there. That wasn't me. It's 33% inaccurate.
So they literally experimented. They set up 14 different accounts, a very small sample size, that merely viewed and scrolled through a page in order to see if those topics were within the content consumed would be pulled into the interest category. So one, brand new accounts with no behavioral sampling at all over a period of time, right? The goal was to see what interest would then be associated to the newly formed accounts, and the findings showed that there were 33.22% of the inferred interests were either inaccurate or irrelevant. All right.
All the ads I see are on target.
Yeah.
I just shopped there. See? I did not shop there. I was kidding. I shopped there.
15 people have been polled now.
15, but I've gone through 15... you know, thumb scrolls, what do you want to call that? But so far, so good.
Yeah.
Want to do this live?
That's what we can do.
Yeah, another sponsored one. I'm flying on their airline in a day and a half. So that's good. That one's good.
All right. But yours is not a newly created account. So maybe you've steeped Facebook.
Oh, this one, I don't know what this is. It's telling me to get a new grill. I bought a new grill a year ago. I don't need this. Inaccurate.
You need a grill every year. Come on.
I just got a new grill. I don't need another new grill.
So they also had a second experiment with 146 study participants.
Oh, I have a post about a cat. It's so cute.
That were selected by Amazon Mechanical Turk.
Do I see a picture of a grizzly bear walking on the road?
Hold it up to the screen. For everybody listening to the podcast, guess what? We've got also a video cast.
Pushing a cone. Oh my god. The grizzly bear is pushing a cone. And that is a deer. Now there's a deer on the street doing something.
All right. So Greg Finn reported. We love Greg Finn. He does a great job. He also absolutely demonstrated, you know what's unclear? It's a very small sample size here, and we should be taking this with a grain of salt regularly if some report comes like that. You got to have more data here. We appreciate the endeavor, but at the same time, ad targeting is not perfect, but you've got to have a little bit more understanding of the behaviors that actually trigger these different ads, the thumb scrolls, he's about to get some grizzly ads because literally
I'm gonna get some you want to buy a bear.
You want to go hunting in Canada. All right, so that's
yellow order bears.
All right, just let's move along. Next article from Search Engine Land, the Barry Schwartz, Google trusted store badge for merchants with excellent shipping and return services. Google announced this reward is through the Trusted Store Badge and can be seen on free Google Shopping listings. Google said merchants who provide excellent shipping and return services, for example, may receive a badge indicating they're a trusted store, which will appear alongside their free product listings on the shopping tab. Badges are a thing. You want to have those
badges?
Yeah. We need those thinking badges, because what they're saying here is that it actually allows for a boost in rankings, a badge, and other benefits that will help consumers find your business. So, you know where all these badges come from? However,
the badge factory?
The badge, yes, it's a little, it's kind of like sequins. The point is that they all.
The badge shopping network.
You should actually be searching that for Facebook right now, because you're going to throw your wife off completely. The deal is that all comes through the merchant services, Google merchant services, right? So you have to be demonstrating your shipping methodology through Google merchant services. If something else, if you're utilizing some other platforms, right? There's no signal getting across to Google. So this is about a little bit of a circuitous way to actually reinforce, right, using the merchant services platform of Google, you know, but which is a legitimate buying platform, but at the same time.
They don't have the other data. What are they supposed to do exactly?
14 people. Huh?
14 people. Bears.
So, lots of badges.
I'm full of deep insights today. That's what I'm going to let everybody know. Plenty of deep insights about badges. Badges, good.
God. Oh, my Lord.
Not having badge, bad. Fire, good.
So
it's like John Madden's here.
Boom. And then you got a badge, and then boom, you got sales. Boom. I can do this all day.
Yeah, you have. It sounds like you have done it all day. So we catch
been
Morty
a really
at the
long day. I'm just letting everybody know listening. I've had a really hard day.
We catch Morty at the tail of his day. It's about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock over there right now, and you can start seeing the edges fray at this point.
I've been going since like 8:30 this morning, and it's like it's now what, like 7:45. I'm fried.
There we go. All right. Well, let me give you a break here for a moment, because you know what? Who's been going and keeps on going? Site Strategics. They're a great ongoing partner of Edge of the Web, and it's also our company as well. We're pioneers in. I'm going to just mix the pronouns right there. I hope you don't mind. We're pioneers in the agile digital marketing methodology. Our core specialties are technical SEO, search engine marketing, social media management, and conversion rate optimization for your website. We also build a few websites every once in a while, but we're focused on results-based marketing. What does that mean? That means that we're testing regularly. We're actually adjusting headlines, adjusting graphics, being able to focus on those KPIs that mean results for your business. If you're interested in what we can do for you, just give us a shout over at 877-SEO for web or 877-736-4932, or just go over to sitestrategics.com. Happy to have an hour consultation with you free of charge and kind of look for digital marketing nuggets of success that we could bring your way. How about that? It's made you just feel good right there. Digital marketing nuggets of success. All right. Third article. It's almost like he was muted. Did you mute him?
Wow. I muted myself. So he just completely
checked out.
No, there's a delay. I said that a second you said it.
Got it.
Nuggets are good. Nuggets.
Good. Search Engine Roundtable from
Fire Bad.
There we go. Search Engine Roundtable is telling us that we're now seeing volatility for the Google product reviews update, a la March 2022. Last week, Bart Barry actually reported that he was not seeing a huge change yet in the March 2022 Google products review update. Seems that some of the tools and a number of the SEOs are now noticing a larger set of changes specific to sites that would match the product review categories. So Glenn Gabe's out there talking about a lot of volatility. He actually gave a screenshot from Systrix. And if you want to scroll on down there, Jacob, just a little bit further than that pink, look at that graphic right there, a huge drop in visibility here, and he's attributing it to the March product reviews update. Definitely heating up. So we were told that the rollout was going to be happening in about 3 weeks, right? Well, it rolled out, and something's happening. Morty, what are your take on these tools and what we're seeing now? You know, we always go through Google updates, and we've talked about this all of last year. I think we had, I don't know, maybe six different major updates throughout the year. And it's always a hindsight, okay, we've got to wait and be able to see what's really bubbling over. But you've been talking about product reviews, and you also posted up a couple of articles with that. So what are we seeing now, and why now?
First of all, you totally reminded me of a bunch of graphs tweet. I totally forgot. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
It's been a day. I'm going to do that. It's been a really weird update. So initially, you know, Google announced that you would expect there to be some sort of spike. There was nothing. Late last week, there was one day of significantly increased volatility. Mm-hmm. You did see, at least I did see some of the sites sort of move a little bit with that, or with some sites where they had an initial gain or loss when Google announced it. With this more recent bump in volatility that just happened a couple of days ago, they might have seen reverse. There's been some, again, movement the last couple of days with it. Mm-hmm. But ever since that one day of volatility or really increased volatility last week, there really hasn't been much since then. Ironically, I have SEMrush data sitting in my inbox that I have to get access to. So I would love to share it, but I just don't have access to the document yet. But from the summary notes that the data person sent over, mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like there's a tremendous amount. Obviously, there's not a tremendous amount of volatility, but pinpointing and seeing exactly what's going on.
Right.
This thing, either it's not a big deal as a whole. Obviously, certain sites are a big deal, like Glenn showed.
Yeah.
Or it's still rolling out.
You know,
they said it's going to be a 3-week update, so it's quite possible. But very weird. The first two were major impact right away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last one in December, there's a lot of movement since, you know, since the initial rollout. Mm-hmm. And then they're talking about the December one. But there was a lot of movement. Here, not. Don't know.
So I think just by reading the social and what people are tweeting out, especially Lily Ray and Glenn Gabe, sounds to be that this is not a holistic change for product reviews. There's some specialty changes that are happening here. And she's making reference to a couple, and we talked about it last week, a couple focuses on product reviews that are actually demonstrating that they have authentically reviewed the product, worked with the product, and actually have more contextual knowledge about all these other aspects of the product as opposed to a review page. But even in the niche of, I don't even know how to pronounce that one way or the other, but
I say niche.
Yes, you do, because you've got that flair to you.
That's my take.
It is. All right. But the fact of the matter is, could we be looking at specific industries in the e-commerce space? Is anybody actually kind of extrapolating that factor yet?
I haven't seen that. Like I looked at what's happening, at least in the summer sense over the last couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't see anything in particular about like this particular news versus that particular news. Diving through like a whole heap of keywords, I actually did that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I don't see anything particularly focused on, like, you know, a certain type of product or a certain type of product review page.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's also hard to tell because sites that were going up are now and or down initially with the initial rollout are still undergoing movement. So it's, even if you saw something, it's still hard to say, well, that's where it is, because it's still kind of sorting itself out.
Yeah, there's no way to even put a pin in this until a couple definitely months go by.
One.
Right. But
definitely not this one.
There's some weirdness happening here that's not a kind of a global change or a holistic gross change in product review sites. So keep abreast of that, and it's certainly going to be changing. Got a feeling we're going to be talking about this a little bit more in the future here. Do want to make sure that you know about our continued sponsor of the show. Proud to have Inlinks as a sponsor of Edge of the Web. Did you know that entities play a major role in how search engines understand and rank content around the web? Optimizing your content solely on keywords is a thing of the past. You really need to be focusing on adding entities, the concept of entities, to your mix and be able to reach higher rankings using Inlinks, an award-winning software in entity SEO. Inlinks provides you expert-level data to be able to build your content and around any key concepts, so Google will actually have a better understanding of the context of your articles. Very similar to what we're talking about with the product reviews. You need to have context of information that is relevant to your review. Go to edgeofthewebradio.com today, edgeofthewebradio.com/Inlinks, Inlinks, to claim your free Inlinks account and start creating content that will outperform your competitors today. All right, fourth article. I wanted to swing this back around here and talk about one more article that came from Roger Monti over at Search Engine Journal. Does Google use different algorithms for each niche? Or niche? Niche. He says niche. Google's John Mueller answered an interesting question about whether Google treats sites in different niches. differently. John actually said that it's true that Google's algorithm handles different content differently, but it's not the case that Google treats the niches differently. You've been studying different industries for years. Have you seen different algorithms in different niche industries? He's bobbing his head like nobody's business. I think that's a yes.
Yes.
We are the knights who say niche.
Oh, nice. There you go. You were holding on to that all day long, weren't you?
Niche, nosh, what cares? The point is that this whole thing is like, this whole conversation blows my mind.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, different, first off, it's, I know in the beginning of the article, they're talking about, like, ranking factors and per niche ranking factors, and but it's, the forget niches, it's all query-based from that point of view. Like, for example, I'll give you a great example. Okay, let's say you have a page about a recipe for someone with diabetes, like a meatloaf recipe for diabetes.
Sure.
Well, is that a recipe or is that health?
Yeah, they're overlapping okay, so, in intense.
Yeah, it all depends on the right. query, how Google understands it. Like, it's all like there's no, oh, it's a niche ranking factor.
Right.
That doesn't exist. It's all per query and the intent behind the query. In terms of content, so this is how machine learning works. Machine learning works by making classifications or profiles, let's call them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's a profile for a certain kind of content is different than a other kind of content. I'll give you a clear, if you're out and about having a conversation with friends, you're sitting around eating pizza at a pizza restaurant and you're talking about whatever topic, you're talking about your job.
Okay.
Are you talking about that in the same way as you would in front of your boss or in front of other colleagues or at a conference in a professional setting?
That's it. That's right. Context means everything.
Context means everything. So why would you look at, why would you profile content the same way across the board? That's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
You need to profile content and what's good, what's a good tone or what's good quality content in one case is completely inappropriate in another case. Right, you don't want someone writing about like how to prevent cancer to be like, hey, here's how you cure cancer. Like that's not how that works. You want them to have a serious tone to show that they take it seriously,
right?
Because otherwise you don't trust them.
Right.
So obviously there's different categorical profiles for different categories of content. Why this is news to anybody at this point, I don't know. But it is.
Yeah, I think the question was asked with a level of naivete, to be honest with you. And I think
I'm not getting on the person who asked the question. Obviously, like people are new in the industry, they have questions.
Yeah,
and they need. I understand that why this is not, you know, news per se.
Mm-hmm.
Not by the way upset that they covered. I think that they should cover it because people don't know about it and should know about it. But John's talked about this at all why years ago. Right. They said, like, you know, the way we understand content, we take a look at how the content in a particular vertical is talked about and spoken about.
Yep.
What they're basically doing is looking at super authorities. Let's say in the health space, they can look at WebMD and the Mayo Clinic and Harvard Health. How do they handle the topic? There's our profile. Now let's compare it to how you're talking about it. You're talking about like it's a used car. So we're not going to rank you.
I think we're talking about the concept of an algorithm being different. You lose the concept of what Google's really engineered. It's not about the algorithm. The algorithm is flexible based on the context. And these different algorithms that work are you're passing through context, and that's the filtering and the machine learning that's actually going to give you much more trusted results. It's not, and in those trusted results are unique niche corroborating factors for that environment, as opposed to looking at the algorithm. The algorithm, the sheer fact that you'd think that the algorithms would be engineered specifically, there are so many industries, so many niches. You couldn't do that with any level of scale because things are changing all the time. So you have to have a system that you pass through these variables and a learning system that actually understands expertise as opposed to superfluous content that's out there, right?
It's learning in context of the type of content. Like you see this right. all the time. Like Google treats local one way, treats you know whatever it is another way. This is not a new thing. I'll give you like a I'll throw some data at you.
Yeah.
So I'm using this in my Brighton presentation. So for recipe URLs, right? Recipe pages.
Mm-hmm.
Google title tag rewrites that they execute. They rewrite the title for the link for the title link on the SERP.
Yep.
recipe URLs get are rewritten 40% less often than the average URL.
Why do you think that is?
Well, that makes a lot of decent sense because most recipe URLs, right? The title tag is Baba Ghanoush recipe. So what are you going to rewrite there? Does that mean, right, that Google is doing this or not doing that? No, it means like the algorithm is smart enough to understand like this vertical doesn't make sense to rewrite for this kind of content.
Exactly.
It's not triggered.
Exactly. And that's the thing is that
all the other data points are totally the same. Like the way position plays in or doesn't play in, the way the length of title plays in or doesn't play in is totally the same. It's just saying there's no need for there's no trigger here. So we're not going to do it. It's profiling that kind of content differently.
And
but it's still algorithmic.
And potentially that's also not nearly as spammy or manipulated in that industry because a recipe title is a recipe title, right?
Yeah, there's nothing to rewrite. Like, there's nothing, like, Google's not going to just rewrite for the sake of rewriting, although it often does, and that kind of is the point, but this is a whole other conversation. But when it's there's no meat on it to rewrite, so it's not going to rewrite. But that's what I'm saying, that Google treats things differently all over the place. You see this everywhere.
Yep.
Right? For certain kind of queries, you're going to get a feature snippet. For certain kind of queries, you're not going to get a feature snippet. Or you're not going to get a lot of, for certain types of queries, you're not going to get a lot of image thumbnails showing up. Certain types of queries, you are, although that's changed also. Google's kind of gone crazy with image thumbnails, but it's a different story again. But you understand my point? Like,
absolutely,
all over the place, it's quite evident that Google behaves differently with certain types of verticals.
But it's not the algorithm that's changing, it's the context that's changing. Not,
well, I don't like to think about it like, okay, so like people talk about ranking factors, or forget about ranking factors for a second, think about it as profiles. Like, it's machine learning. How is machine learning profiling this type of content? If it's profiling this as, it's like literally Rank Brain saying, hey, you know what? Images are a big part of this.
Yep.
Let's put images. Make sure every page that ranks has an image. Why, by the way, so 10 years ago, not every recipe page that ranked had an image, but now every single one of them has to have an image basically in order to rank. Is that a ranking factor? I guess you can call it that. I think of it more as Google profiling what the intent is. You need to have an image there.
I
think
it.
Profiles, not factors. That's, I don't know.
I like that. I like that. I like ranking profiles and content profiles. And more importantly, user intent profiles. That's what everything is revolving around, right?
Yeah. It's how machine learning works. It's profiling against the input.
I dig it. All right. So we have a poll.
Oh.
We're going to give a poll at it. Do you think Google has specific algorithms for niche industries? Yes,
yeah,
no,
on the scale.
Or it's niche, not niche. How about that?
Yes, no, niche, not niche. How would you put that in a Twitter poll? Like, how would you let the audience know that you're pronouncing it niche versus niche?
I'm going exactly. It's going to be the same word, and they
spell
no. I'm going to phonetically put it out there.
Phonetically, I see.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
that's
right.
A good point.
Okay.
Now I understand.
Last week's poll. Do you believe you are experiencing a better Google Maps experience in recent months? 37% said yes, 37% said no, and give us back our GMB. It was 25%.
I voted for that.
I think you did. That was literally for you, you know?
I know.
All right, but for the rest of us, all of the SEO audience, SEO chat is for us. Hashtag SEO chat every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Who is hosting it this week?
You already know. You already have it there. Greg Bernhardt from Shopify is hosting SEO chat this week. We haven't pinned down a topic yet, so I don't know the topic.
Mm-hmm.
But Greg is brilliant, particularly around Python SEO. So definitely join us. Maybe it'll be about Python SEO.
Holy moly,
maybe it won't
fantastic.
We don't know. Pay attention to Twitter and see what topic we're talking about. 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time this Thursday, which I think I'll be on an airplane then. No, I won't be on an airplane then. Maybe I'll be in. I might be on an airplane when this is happening.
So you got Brighton this weekend.
Yeah, I got Brighton this week.
Cool.
I'm only there for one day, then I'm flying back.
All right.
Also, opening day this weekend, this Thursday. Not this weekend, this Thursday.
What opening day? Oh, gotcha. It's a
sports ball.
Sports ball. Gotcha.
Yeah, a lot going on. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right.
Aaron, there's a sports ball game tonight.
Is that the hoop or the ring?
The hoop game.
The hoop game? Very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. Is that Quidditch?
Sure.
What's Quidditch?
Oh, man, I tell you what. I went down to Universal, and I mean, that entire area down in Universal in Orlando for Harry Potter Land.
Oh,
unbelievable. Geez.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you more about that some other day. I do have a Voldemort wand now. It's probably the worst wand I could possibly get, right?
What's stronger, the wand or the lightsaber?
Oh, I got a Vader saber and a Voldemort wand.
Oh, I see what's going on. Yeah. And he always wears black. Okay.
What's going on? Okay. I don't know. All righty. So thank you very much, Morty. You can go to bed now. It looks like
I'm going to bed. I am so done with today.
Well, we certainly appreciate hanging around and certainly appreciate you witnessing everything that we went through to actually get this thing rolling. So thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate
it. Kudos to you for sticking with it.
Hey, you know, sometimes we just have to do it. I said that 10 years ago. For Edge of the Web this week, thanks so much. And make sure you drop in and check out the interview series this week. We have Jason Bernard and talking about his book regarding brand SERPs, as well as our latest Scrum is dropping as well. So we talked to Jonah Alderson and Barry Adams about Google AMP. And do you think they may agree on something? Yes, there's something in there. They actually do agree that AMP is a thing. Probably the only agreement they had there. Check it out. It's a really cool Scrum sponsored by Ahrefs. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment to our YouTube channel as we're pushing out videos from this podcast on a regular basis. And we'd love to have you rate our podcast. If you go to ratethispodcast.com/edge, you'll be able to go straight to your platform of your choice and be able to give us some feedback of how we do on this show. And whether or not we should give Morty a nap earlier in the day, just let us know that over ratethispodcast.com/edge. For all of us over at Site Strategics and Edge of the Web, don't be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.